It's Monday, January 12th. You're listening to 300s in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. It's another week here at 300s in a Basement, where we tell you about cool stuff and what we've been doing. How have you guys been doing?
Good.
Actually, very good.
That's great.
Oh, we're going to hear
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Wow. Why is it very good?
Because it's very good. I have a good week. Hang out with people, doing stuff, being busy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can tend to that.
It's good stuff.
We can tend to that.
Instead of just sitting on my butt.
What?
Okay.
Instead of just plowing through games.
Maybe just give up games.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, I think I would have given up.
You look all a little... Let's look a bit... counterintuitive. You're like, I fucking love playing games, but it makes me so sad because I just sit here and
feel... If I do it all the time, like, it was a good, like, 2-week stretch where all I was doing was playing games, and this week I was very active and doing stuff.
Fair enough. And you're just doing okay, Blaine?
Yeah. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's good, good and bad. Good and bad.
Okay. So, it's a regular week.
Yeah, it's a regular
week. It's life. It's good to hear. Let's jump to our picks of the week. I'll open it up. Mine are two small ones.
What?
You guys remember how Marvel has those 4 Netflix exclusive shows?
Yes. No. The Marvel Knights series.
Sort of, yeah.
Iron Fist is one of them?
Iron Fist, Power Man.
I forgot those were Netflix.
Luke Cage.
Who's the third one?
Jessica Jones.
These are the Marvel Knights, the street level people. The low budget
people. the way they're coining it is the Defenders.
Sure. Defenders of the budget.
Of ladies getting their purse snatched.
And the biggest name of all of them, Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay.
You mean Daredevil Fleck?
Yes.
What? Is he playing Daredevil?
He was. Much to everyone's chagrin, apparently.
Anyways, Daredevil finally got an announcement for when it's going to start airing all on Netflix. And it's going to be April 10th.
That's far away. I thought when you wrote this in the notes, it's going to be very soon.
No.
Ah.
It's still into spring. It's quite a ways away, but it is just before Age of Ultron.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know if this will tie in. I can't imagine it will.
So, are we going to have to, like, marathon this to, like, get it certain things in Age of Ultron?
I don't think it's going to work that way, but the good news is it's only going to be, like, 10 episodes.
Oh, okay. And then are they just... Like 24-minute episodes?
No, they're hour-long episodes.
Oh, okay.
But just only 10 episodes. So, yeah, it's a mini-series. And that seems exciting, I think. I don't know. I've never liked
him. Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Nah, he's never been for me.
But he's blind.
What was that movie? What, you didn't like that Daredevil movie that came out?
With Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
No? Did you like it?
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Pretty bad.
It wasn't as bad as Elektra, but...
Yo, Elektra was bad.
Elektra. Oh, Elektra.
Yeah.
Oh. Catwoman?
The Halle Berry Catwoman?
Yeah.
That was even worse somehow.
There you go.
I played the game for that.
To get achievements?
There's a PS2 game that came out, and I rented it. It was also bad.
Why?
Like, why?
Because it looked cool. The back of the box had her, like, flipping around and, like, whipping people with her whip.
There was more to the story.
No, there's got to be more to it than that.
No, I was just like, there was nothing else out. So I was like, this looks okay.
Okay.
And then I was like, this is garbage.
I hired it off.
This is garbage.
There's some secret agenda going on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some secret Catwoman agenda.
No, secret Halle Berry agenda.
Oh, secret yeah. Halle Berry secret. Agenda.
Should have just rented Swordfish. She takes off her top there.
Does she?
No.
Yeah, she's suntanning. And then she pulls down the suntan thing, and then, oh, there are tits. There are tits behind that.
So, kids, if you ever want to know what Halle Berry looks like topless, there you go. Swordfish.
That was a long time ago.
That was like 2004, yeah.
Yeah.
Educational podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we tell you about wherever everyone gets topless.
Yeah. Speaking of other beautiful actresses, Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo?
I told you guys this rumor a while back, but now it's officially been confirmed. Scarlett Johansson is going to be Motoko Kusanagi in the live-action Ghost in the Shell movie.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched the original.
Neither have I. I've never watched that. Never watched Standalone Complex. I haven't watched Arise.
I think I also played one of the games.
Of?
One of the Ghost in the Shell games.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
I have no opinion on this. Other than, hey, she looks pretty cool as Black Widow.
don't know, when they do side-by-side comparisons, I'm like, oh, that'd work. That seems pretty accurate.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't... I mean, maybe I'd love to see her with a purple wig.
Yeah. Someone Photoshop some purple hair on.
Yeah. I want to see how they get around the fact that Scarlett Johansson's really short.
Is she actually?
Yeah.
They'll do it like how Bruno Mars is really short. Mm-hmm. They'll film it in very creative ways.
Yeah. But I'm assuming fans are either loving it or hating it.
That's, yes. Everyone on Crunchyroll hates it. Everybody on, like, multimedia sites love it.
Mm.
So. Everyone at Anime News Network hates it.
Oh.
Of course. this isn't for all the
guys. Has there been a standout replacement for who they would like?
No, it's just a lot of complaining and actual, like, I think this person would be better. It's just, I hate it and it's stupid. I'll see you later.
Okay. Do you guys think someone else would have been better for it?
Not really.
I can't think of anyone who would have been better. Like, I can see other people.
Devin Aoki.
Who could have been in her place.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Better? More suited to the role? I don't know.
I said
you like Devin Aoki.
No, she's the worst.
You love Devin Aoki.
She's the worst. She ruined Kasumi in the Dead or Alive movie.
You love Devin Aoki.
She ruined it.
You love Devin Aoki.
No.
You love her.
She's Bad News Bears.
She's your waifu.
Ew. Why would you even use that word?
What are you saying?
That's gross.
She is your waifu, bro.
She is.
I don't have a waifu.
I've seen your poster.
No, how did you see it? It was secrets.
I know you tried to hide it.
Though. Beside my Holly Berry poster.
Yeah. Catwoman.
Beside my Holly Berry agenda.
Uh-huh. Okay, those are my picks of the week. Anthony, what are yours?
So my first pick of the week is just a funny story that I read. So we like living the life, would you guys love to like get paid for doing nothing? Like, would you like to get paid for like relaxing?
Sure,
who I wouldn't? Guess so.
Sure. Who wouldn't?
So this is what this government official in India thought of. His name is A.K. Verma. He, like I said, in 1990, he decided to go on vacation. And on paid vacation.
Yep.
So he went on vacation, and he was like, man, getting paid to be on vacation is the best.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked for an extension on his vacation. The Indian government said no. And then he's like, well, I'm just going to keep doing this. And he was on paid vacation for 24 years.
Good for him.
They didn't question where he was?
They did. They all knew it. He was like on paid vacation the whole time. But apparently, due to the laws in India, or how they were used to be, it's really hard to get rid of a government official unless they commit an actual crime or a criminal act. So he just took advantage of his position.
Mm-hmm.
Went on vacation for 24 years, and they just fired him.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
I can't even believe that is even a thing.
Yep.
They enacted some new laws, and then they made the new case laws
just for this guy.
Yeah, and then they made the case that he was stealing taxpayers' money.
Yes,
that makes it yeah.
But it's weird though, like. Why did it take them so long to think about the stealing the taxpayers thing as a crime?
I don't know. Apparently, from this article, he didn't even go to jail. Just lost his job.
Yeah, he just loses his job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, take that.
He doesn't have to, like, forfeit any of his income. He's fine.
I thought that was a really awesome story.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. And then my second pick is a San Francisco nonprofit company called Internet Archive.
Mm-hmm.
They do what their name says. They archive the internet.
Seems like a lot to archive.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
So recently they just got 2,400 MS-DOS games stored in their library, in their digital library.
Okay.
That you can now play on your browser for free. So you can go in and play things like Oregon Trail. You can play Duke Nukem 3D for free.
Cool.
You can play Wolfenstein 3D, SimCity, the original. Cross Country Canada for us Canadian kids.
What a game.
You can go play Cross Country Canada now.
Yeah.
And it's all virtualized within your browser. So you can go to this website and, or you can go to Internet Archive and you can just play all kinds of games. I've been playing Outrun Turbo from Sega. They don't have the original Outrun for some reason, but But yeah, it's like, it's cool. I'm just kind of reliving childhood games when I would used to go to like my cousin's house and play on his computer, or go to school and play Cross Country Canada.
What's the legal situation behind this?
So it's something like the, it's like fair use almost. It's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's like how certain classical music anybody can use. It's just like, it's been long enough.
Okay.
But there are certain, like, or things that, like, patents have run out. And I, there's a bunch of different legal ones just because there's so many games. There's
I was going to say, that's a mess.
Yeah, there's not just one law that could, like, blanket the whole library. Yeah. There's a bunch of different ones, but, oh, yeah, a lot of them are, like, patents run out or it's fair use now or stuff like that. But it's public domain, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's all virtualized in the browser. You can play it, check it out, play it for free. Yeah, check it out. It's really cool.
So this is what you've been doing.
I've been playing, like, yeah, when I've been just sometimes I've been playing DOS games. You can, I heard that you can play it on your phone browser or in certain phone browsers, but I haven't tried yet. So
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool. Also, Cross Country Canada is really hard. A lot harder than I remember it being, maybe because I wasn't actually trying to do the goal set out for me.
I didn't really know how to play that game too well.
Yeah, you're supposed to get across Canada with your cargo.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you could run out of gas or like something hit your windshield and you gotta call a repairman. It takes time out of your day.
Man. Exciting.
Isn't it? Has any of you guys actually beat it?
Text Adventure Games? No.
Really?
No. I would always drive to Alberta and then the period would end and then I would have to leave. And then I have to restart.
Bam.
But yeah.
Cool.
That's it.
Free DOS games.
Yeah, get a piece of history. Check how hard it is to control old Wolfenstein 3D.
Nah. Kids today will just watch someone else do it.
Yeah, probably. PewDiePie here. Playing Wolfenstein 3D on a browser.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy. Or, you know, Twitch plays Cross Country.
Twitch plays Cross Country? Oh, that'd be a mess. Democracy, what is the next letter? X. No!
So close.
Saskatchewan. All praise Saskatchewan. Yeah. For flat roads and straight roads.
Okay, Blavin, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is a new trailer that came out during the premiere of Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Who, did you watch it, by the way?
I did watch it. I watched Agent Carter. I didn't see the trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because it was on another network here?
Yeah, because under Canadian network, it didn't show.
Ooh.
And so then I was like, well,
amazing.
It's on, yeah, so I was like, huh? I could watch it on YouTube, and then I just never did.
Okay. So did you watch it when I posted it, or no?
No.
So the trailer is basically the same as the one that was in the mini one.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Ant-Man, and stars Paul Rudd.
Got that.
And who is the guy, the older guy, is it?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, yeah. So from what it looks like, Michael Douglas, you're right, is Hank Pym.
Mm-hmm.
And he's passing it off to Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a look at the suit. And he puts it on, and he turns small, and he jumps on a fly, and, like, he flies around with it and goes through lasers. And you know what? I can't tell if that's badass or not.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, the kids are like, cool, man, that guy rides on a fly. All right. The suit looks just like the Ant-Man suit. It has the little tube and nozzle thing at the front.
Yeah.
His eyes are completely covered, so it's, like, red. He has a red visor. And it seems to have a little bit, it's weird because the trailer is all serious, but Paul Rudd tries to make jokes in between, especially at the end where he's like, is it too late to change the name? But I mean, it seems, I don't know if it's going to be a comedy type movie or a serious type movie.
Yeah.
At least with the Guardians of the Galaxy, when you watch the trailer, it's pretty comedy like. So,
yeah.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what's up. I don't know why they picked him out of all the people to be part of it. So
no idea.
Cause they're not even using him as the creator of Ultron, are they?
Nope.
Yeah, so, like, what's the deal?
No idea.
Yeah, so.
No idea.
I don't know a lot about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I know enough about Ant-Man, but having not seen this trailer, I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the trailer in a nutshell. I can't really figure out who he's fighting. It's just, like, some nameless organization. He says you gotta save your family from something.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd doesn't look like Paul Rudd in this either.
He's just not smiling.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Because I think the only thing I remember seeing was like he's like steely-eyed walking down
Yeah, yeah, he is.
A hallway of some sort in slow
motion. Like, he has, like, two bodyguards
beside him. Yeah, beside him. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, but he's just not smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, trailer looks cool.
It's weird seeing him in not a comedy movie.
Yeah, this is what everybody said about Jim Carrey. It's still weird.
In what movie?
He was, like, on The Man in the Moon.
Number 23.
Yeah. That was a funny one. Like, that, I couldn't.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, I could not. Because he's psycho. Like,
he's obsessed
with the number 23 in that movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, there's a 23 joke. And no, there isn't a joke. Man, jeez. Oh, wow, all the setups there, no payoff.
Yeah. Because you're waiting for him.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's not that type of movie.
At all, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very serious.
So, yeah, that's my pick of the week. Check it out, Ant-Man trailer.
Cool.
Get excited.
Yeah, cool. Okay, let's move into our weeks then.
How was Agent Carter?
Yes. Agent Carter was fun. It was a fun show.
Is she supposed to be like Nikita?
I guess that's a good way of putting it, only she doesn't have an organization behind her.
Just her?
It's just her. It's her and Stark.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah,
yeah. Howard Stark.
Same Stark from the movie?
Yeah, so the premise is after Captain America...
Yeah.
Howard Stark is, I guess they say he's guilty of arms dealing with enemies.
Yeah.
And his comment is, well, I didn't know they were the enemy.
Okay.
And so he's on the run.
All right.
Turns out he's framed, and he asks Carter to, to disprove his...
Okay. Or to claim his innocence, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, prove his innocence.
Yeah. And so he takes off.
Yeah.
Goes somewhere, and he leaves her with Jarvis. His butler.
Like the actual butler?
The real Jarvis the butler.
Ah.
And it's a bit of them too, doing their little duo thing, trying to...
Is Jarvis like a badass butler who fights or no?
Yeah, he's like Alfred.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty much... Yeah, he's Alfred.
Okay.
That's the closest I can think. And it's fun. It's very... There's a big budget behind this show, even though the show's only 8 episodes, but they went all out. It very much feels like it is from the 40s
or
50s.
Are they fighting anyone notable?
So that's a problem. Like, all they do is mention this. They name drop a dude name or an organization called Leviathan.
Okay.
And that's really it. So of the 2-hour premiere, you don't really get a sense of who the bad guy is. All you know is there's these... certain MacGuffins that Agent Carter has to go around and collect because people will use them to destroy the world.
Right.
And she's gotten a couple of them, but you don't really know who's behind what.
So every time I see commercials for this show, it seems very lighthearted. Is it the kind of the same when you watch it, or is it more heavy-handed?
I guess the moment-to-moment is lighthearted, but there are serious and dark plot twists.
I mean,
she is a spy, and they try and make it... very clear that anyone around her can die.
Mm-hmm.
And people close to her do die.
Even in the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, obviously she's not gonna die.
Uh-huh.
But anybody around her can and will.
Yeah.
And she's a straight-up murderer.
Just cold-blooded?
Uh-huh. She will straight-up kill you.
Yeah, because all I ever see is, like, they play that, like, kind of, like, jitterbug 1950s music. And then it's like, whenever a guy comes up to her, she does some funny quip. It's like, oh, you can't have me, blah, blah, blah. And that's all it is in the commercials. So
I
have no clue what to expect out of that
show. For the most part, it is that fun stuff. Even in a lot of some of the fight scenes are kind of built around that way. But when push comes to shove and they have to get down to it, she will become
just cold blooded.
Yeah, she'll just do it.
Sounds interesting.
She also has, like, these very retro spy gadgets.
Well, because it's...
Which, it's hard to really... Well, okay, so there's no S.H.I.E.L.D. yet, right?
Because
the whole point is she's forming S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
But she works for the American Secret Service at the time. And she's the only woman in the office. And so they like to play up that whole thing, like, oh, feminism back in that day, right?
Yeah.
And so that's also a big part of it. And that's why she's allowed to get away with certain things. People just don't assume because she's a girl.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah. But no, it's cool. Like, I'm going to stick with it. Mostly because I have to.
What? Why?
Because
it's contractually obligated.
Yeah. Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't on while this is on.
Oh, okay.
This is the filler. And apparently it's going to link in with that anyway. So, I'll be there.
Oh, it's gonna link in?
Yeah. Visual puns don't work on an audio podcast. So...
He's wearing a Triforce shirt.
Yeah. Good job.
Link in.
So speaking of that show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it seems like the polarizing opinions I get from the TV shows, it's either they love Gotham, hate Agents, or love Agents, hate Gotham.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this true? Are you finding this
thing? Generally, yeah. Yeah, you either one or the other.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I don't like Gotham. I think people, like, when I talk to people about Gotham, they really like it, but when it gets down to it and I ask them, like, because it's so different, so I'm like, oh, you like it because it's different, that's it.
Mm.
It doesn't feel like a superhero show, and it shouldn't, because there is no superhero in that show.
Because it's a police office.
Yeah. I don't know. Both shows have their problems. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has the biggest problem of it'll always play second fiddle to the big movies. Mm-hmm. Therefore, their storylines can never surpass what's in the movies. And Gotham's is, there's never going to be Batman here. And you know a lot of these characters have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of confined to this little space of time. But, yeah. I don't know. I don't like Gotham. I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that's really that. I have nothing else to say with regards to that topic. What else did I do this week? I continue to use my Crunchyroll subscription. I continue to watch more stuff. The first thing I want to mention is I watched this anime, actually just today or last night, called Yuki Yuna is a Hero.
Sure. I believe you.
I picked it because I thought, okay, this looks fun, lighthearted, slice of life. Basically, it's a group of girls at a school. In a high school, sorry. And they're part of this thing called the Hero Club.
Is it H-E-R-O?
Like, yeah.
Or is it H-I-R-O? No, they like this guy.
Hero. Okay. Like the title is Yuki Yuna Wants to Be a Hero.
Okay.
Yuki Yuna Wants to Be a Hero.
The Hero Club is tasked with just helping people, right? Okay. Like, they'll volunteer at old people's homes. They'll help out with, like, say, drama club needs a stage built. They will help out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything to help out. Or I don't know, something like that. Build a better website for the school so that people can, I don't know, see the school's website.
The school, okay.
Yeah, things like that. After that, the characters are introduced, something happens, the world goes into infinite chaos.
Okay.
Yeah. And it turns out the Hero Club is actually a real Hero Club, and they were a magical girl outfit.
Oh my god.
You're just under the cover of a high school club?
Yeah, and apparently none of them knew about this, except for their club leader.
Okay.
And it goes straight up like Madoka Magica, like otherworld monsters, and they gotta fight and stuff. And I was just like, what am I watching?
It was awesome.
That's some samurai flamenco twist right there.
And I was like, huh, this is cool. What I'll say is, so far it's pretty cool. It's not like mind blowing or anything, but the reason you watch it is the visuals.
Okay.
It's all bright pastel-y colors, like that's the otherworld dimension, like a lot of flower petals and stuff, sparkles. But like the way it's done, you'll see really cool. The way she gets her first magical girl transformation is neat, because while the other girls all do, you know, standard.
Like, the background disappears.
And yeah, and it's stock footage. And for the main character, Yukina, she's... Okay, her personality is the archetype of...
Endurance.
The classic shonen boy. Okay. Like, he's all burning passion.
Cool. He
wants to fight things.
Yeah.
And she loves to punch things. Like, her attack is called the Hero Punch.
Oh, my God.
So, when she needs to get her powers, like, I think there's a missile coming at her, so she punches the missile. Like in her school uniform, she punches the missile, clouds pop up, and then when the clouds dissipate, you'll see that her whole arm has like a gauntlet and stuff and all equipped, and then the second missile comes up, so she roundhouse kicks it, and then her legs get armored up.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool like introduction to her transformation, and then she just goes on punching monsters.
That's why I want to go out.
And
I want to go out punching a missile.
That's all I've seen. It's 12 episodes. I've heard that, like, the back half is incredible, while the first half is kind of middling.
Okay.
We'll see if I stick along with it.
Speaking of magical girls, have you seen the show where it's, like, it's guys in high school, and they turn into magical girls?
I think I've seen the cover for that.
But they don't change into girls. They're just
guys
in
magical
girl uniforms.
Yeah.
That show looks weird.
Yeah, I bet you'd love it.
Probably.
Yeah. The other anime I watched was... Girls, no, Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun.
Yay!
This sounds like...
otherwise known as Gekkan Shoujo Nozaki-kun.
What is going on?
So yeah, this is a like this is a slice of life comedy. And it's a gimmick show. So there's a gimmick to this show. Every episode has one gimmick. And the whole point is to take classic shoujo tropes and break them. And for just for context, for those who don't know what shoujo is, you can also relate that to any sort of like fiction directed at young preteens or young teens. Mm-hmm. So anything you've seen on the CW, if you read a book like Twilight, and it talks about, you know, feelings and
and stuff. When it's not about punching dudes in the face.
Or basically, Sailor Moon, when they're not fighting evil, it's all about Serena falling in love with Darien.
Yeah. And then they have those moments where it's like, they accidentally brush hands, and then the background disappears, it's all Sakura blossoms.
Yeah. So that's what shoujo is, and the whole point of this show is to break that. So the story opens up, there's a girl, her name is Sakura, and she has a crush on a boy. So one day she's like, I'm going to confess my feelings to him. And she does, and he stares at her. After about a minute, he's like, oh, I got it. And he writes something on a piece of paper, and he gives it to her. And she's like, what is this? And he's like, it's my autograph. How did you find out? And so she goes home and she's like, who is this person? Because they signed it with a different name than Nozaki. And she goes into her book and she's like, oh my god, it's the same author as my favorite shoujo manga in this girl's monthly magazine that I buy every month. And it turns out that he's this really popular manga artist who writes shoujo manga.
Mm-hmm. And he has to be under the disguise of a girl's name.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, it's them two, and she helps him write shoujo manga. And they do this by going through all the classic tropes, and he wants to figure out if it's still romantic if he changes certain scenarios, or certain aspects of scenario. So the first episode, it's not really a spoiler. You guys know the classic bike riding scene, right? You probably all know what I'm talking about.
Not really.
Like when a boy rides home on a bike and there's a girl
on the back.
If she rides on the back, right? Back to chest, holding her in, blah blah blah. Heart's racing, his body's so warm.
Sure. I can hear his heartbeat.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know these things, guys.
Yeah, you do.
Actually not.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what if maybe she's not sitting like that? What if she's sitting on her side? What if there's no seat? What if she's standing and her arms are on his shoulder? Is it still romantic? What if... And then he goes on to say stuff like, oh, hey, by the way, guess what? You can't actually ride like that anymore because it's illegal. So what if we're just walking the bike home? Is it still romantic? So the reason, anyways, that's the kind of show it is. But the reason I'm watching it is because it is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
It's a funny show.
And I mean, it's consistently funny. Like, you know how, like, when you watch comedies, sometimes it just drops, or sometimes there's some bad episodes. This one is consistently funny, start to finish, and it's really smart.
Well, they explain the tropes anyway first, right?
Oh, of course, they explain all the tropes.
Okay.
And it's, like, the best part about the show isn't that for me, it's the characters, because the characters are really well-defined, and they have this, they do this really smart triple reversal thing, where they really call into question the role of gender-specific roles.
Okay.
So... a lot of qualities that you would associate with a female character are usually on a guy character in this one.
Okay.
And they really turn it all around. Anyways. It's a really entertaining watch. By the end of it, there's only two ways this show can end. Either they stick along with what they've been doing and stay to that whole, oh, we're going to break shoujo manga. Or we go into the shoujo and we make the characters fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spoil how it ends, but... it's a very polarizing ending, and I loved it.
I still have to finish this. I'm like in the middle of the series.
Yeah, that's all I'll say. I really loved it, how it ended. And then lastly, I've been playing more Shadow Mordor. I think I'm more than halfway through now. I think I've played enough to really figure out how I feel about this game. It's okay. Like, I don't know. I have no urge to play this game. It does, like, it has fun combat, it has good traversal.
Story's super weak.
Yeah, but that's not my problem with it. I get bored of it really fast. Like, I find the game kind of really boring. I don't really like open world to begin with, but... I don't know, maybe the setting I didn't like being in Morador. And I was kind of getting really It's the reason why I don't like Fallout 3. I don't like Fallout 3 because of just the setting alone. I don't know.
But what about Fallout New Vegas?
No, not really.
Okay.
Nope. So it surprised me when I found out there was a second map that you can go to. And I thought that would fix it, but no, it didn't. I feel like... I don't know. It just feels like a game that's like, oh, been there, done that. And then the whole Nemesis system, I honestly don't understand what the big deal is. It just feels like you've given the AI maybe slightly more depth.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change anything to me. Maybe it's because I'm not far enough, but I feel like I should be far enough to understand most of it. But it's, yeah, it's okay. I mean, I think I'd be disappointed if I paid full price. But I only bought this for 50% off, so it's okay. I'm not mad that I threw money at it, but it's alright.
Cool.
What do you think about this?
I think it's pretty good.
I didn't read your review, so...
Oh, I didn't write a review. I wrote a spoilery, like, just general thoughts on it.
And what are your general thoughts?
I thought that the story's, like, mad weak. And because it's, like, it's just super scattershot. Like, they teleport you all over the place. Like, certain moments that, like, should be really cool are, like... Or that you should be doing...
So this is after Sauron or pre-Sauron? Or during
Sauron? It takes in between The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, your whole thing is you want to kill Sauron.
Yeah, you're totally not gonna.
Yeah. But,
obviously not, right? You're gonna die.
And so, yeah, like, I like the combat a lot. I think I like the Nemesis system more than you do.
But why?
I just like the whole, hierarchy. Like, I like there's an actual, like, it gives the army more life. It gives the Nameless Army more life, pretty much. I said I'd find that.
Because the way I look at the thing, I'm like, There's like four rows, right?
Yeah, so there's captains, lieutenants, something, bodyguards, and war chiefs.
Yeah, I feel like the bottom three don't mean anything.
Oh, you just want war chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, maybe the second row,
yeah,
the straight up bodyguards might be useful in some situations, but for the most part, that entire 3x6 grid of people are meaningless.
I just like playing around with it. Like, you can, like, do things where... when you have an empty bottom row, you can let an orc kill you. They get promoted. Then what I like doing is you can help him get promoted all the way to war chief.
Yeah.
And then just murder him.
Yeah. It's like a micromanaging system, but...
They have to kill you?
Yeah, so if orcs kill you, that orc becomes a named orc. And weird. They get promoted into a captain spot.
You're doing this for a game over? Is it really... Oh, weird.
Yeah, see, it's weird, right?
What?
Yeah.
Is that a waste of time?
No. If you have fun with it, then sure, but I mean, like, I don't know if it gets you anything.
You can, if you farm them up properly, because every time you kill a captain or a war chief, you get a ruin.
You get
ruins
yeah.
for your weapon.
Yeah.
So the higher level the ruins, the higher level the captain or the orc, the higher level the ruin. And then the higher the ruin, the greater the potency of whatever effect it is.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of sort of build your character around a certain way if you want to. There's not that many customization options. But yeah, I think I like the game more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like, even though I said like this last week that this game would be on like number four,
mm-hmm.
like games were kind of weak this year.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really blow my mind, but yeah. I like it.
Like, don't get me wrong. There's some really like things I like about the game design in this one. Like, for example, I like how they show you where all, like, the plants are on the map.
Yeah, that's very useful.
So that when I'm dying, I'm like, okay, good. It's just right there. the Wraith abilities are super convenient to the game mechanics.
Yes.
You know, in an Assassin's Creed, you have to jump in a haystack?
Yep.
So this one, you can jump anywhere.
Just jump.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, would powers be spoilers?
They are, but I will say, like, the combat to me, it's very Batman. It's just not as sharp as Batman's.
There's a lot more enemies than Batman, too.
Maybe, but I feel like I could always make my counters in Batman.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, in Batman, I always felt like if I want to do something, I can do it. And I never had to mash the button more than twice.
Oh, okay.
Whereas in this one, it's more like, sometimes I miss a counter, and I'm pretty sure I hit the button. I don't know if my timing's off, but it just sometimes doesn't register. I'll get locked up in, like, a wall.
Or, like, sometimes when there's two people and you have to counter twice, like, it doesn't do the second
counter. Yeah, like, it's just, there's some parts of it that are not quite as refined as the other game, as the games it's stealing from. I mean,
for me, I find like when it's on a smaller battle, like say like five orcs, mm-hmm. we'll put like Batman numbers. Like it for me, it's almost exactly Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But then once, because you can go into like strongholds and stuff, and you're fighting like 50 orcs at a time,
mm-hmm.
then it kind of gets out of control.
Yeah.
And there's not really a good way to manage that whole
yeah.
big group scenario.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you parry and stuff just like Batman?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
auto parry.
It's exactly the same as Batman. It's
really,
it's the exact same battle system. Pretty much.
Is it done by the same guys?
Yeah, Warner Brothers and Monolith.
No, Rocksteady, isn't it?
Oh, Rocksteady did that stuff, but Warner Brothers owns that whole thing.
Yeah.
So they let Monolith use.
Do they have detective mode?
Yes,
they. Yeah, do. They have,
actually,
yeah,
it's called Wraith mode.
Wraith mode, and you look through walls and yeah. like. You can check out captains from afar.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. You know, in detective mode, you can see if a guy is terrified or not.
Yeah.
So this one goes one step beyond, and you can see how their weaknesses and their strengths.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the other thing. Each orc within the army, when they're a captain or above, yeah. they all have strengths and weaknesses.
No, this is like orc dot game.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned it in the thing I wrote, but it's like this game feels like a testing ground.
Yeah.
It's like they had a bunch of cool ideas and they're like, all right, let's just throw them all into this and like see if it works or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe for the next game, like they'll actually do something that's like yeah. more thought out rather than
yeah.
just a bunch of cool ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. It's quite a cool game. I don't know. I guess I wanted a little bit more to do.
Ugh.
I guess. I feel like I don't have enough options when killing people.
Execute brand and
yeah.
stun, I guess.
Yeah.
You can brand people? That's awesome.
Yeah, so you can like, so I'm not going to explain who the Wraith is, but the Wraith has a power where you can pretty much mind control an orc.
Yeah.
And you brand them, and then you can force them to fight on your side. But you can also brand like war chiefs or people within that army structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be like, you can give them commands to like, I want you, because you're branded under my control, I want you to start a feud with this guy. I'm gonna help
yeah.
you kill him. This guy rises up in the ranks, and stuff like that.
This game sounds awesome.
Oh, you know what it is that it's missing for me? Okay, it's Batman has all the gadgets. This
yeah.
game doesn't have that.
Do you have magic instead? Basically,
you sort of have magic,
kinda,
but it's not quite on the same level.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
like you have no explosive anything.
You have a spirit bow.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, you can do some cool stuff. Like, you can go warp to people instantly to fight them.
That seems pretty good.
That's also very useful for travel.
It is. It is. And when you're into high places very fast, yeah, across the map. Yeah. No, like, it's a good game. It's just not clicking with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't like Lord of the Rings as much as I thought I did.
Lauder?
Yeah.
Maybe if Legolas is in it, you'd like it a little more.
Mm-hmm. And that was mostly my week. Anthony?
So in my week, I was gifted Final Fantasy 14, and I started playing it. Everything okay?
Wow.
No. So, Final Fantasy 14 or Realm Reborn is the Square Enix MMO. And, man, I don't know yet. I don't even know where to start talking about this game, because, like, it's an MMO.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of the most fun I've had with an MMO since, like, original Guild Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like the aesthetic. Surprisingly, the story in this MMO is, like, I'm really interested in. You're like, a chosen one or whatever. Like every
of course you are.
Like, every MMO story. And you have to go and... you gotta work for the Great Crystal to stop the end of the world and stuff like that. But it's just, like, the entrappings they have within that base storyline, or that cookie cutter storyline.
Mm-hmm.
There's three different areas. Depending on your class, you start in one of three areas.
Yeah.
And then after a certain amount of story missions, the whole world opens up to you. You get an airship, and you can go do a bunch of stuff. So this is my first time in a kind of a, well, not my first time, but really my first in-depth time with like a World of Warcraft style MMO. So Guild Wars is all instance based. Like, towns and stuff are all communal.
Yeah.
But when you go outside into the world to kill enemies,
yeah.
it's instanced for you or for your party.
Yep.
In this game, it's like World of Warcraft. There are instance dungeons, but most of it is you just see random people killing monsters who are also chosen,
mm-hmm.
and you're just leveling up and grinding.
Do you like that better?
Pardon?
Do you like that better?
I tried to do that in Guild Wars 2, I think it's that I like the combat better in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, it's a lot like 12 in a way, with just like different aggro lines and the different commands you have. Your hotbar, it's without a gambit system, pretty much.
Okay.
And there's just a lot of cool, there's a lot of cool options. Like, and when making parties and like, there's a lot of different classes that allow for customization. Like, I felt in Guild Wars 2, like once you got into like, you were a warrior class, like that was it. But there's like cross classes that you can like. So I'm an arcanist,
mm.
arcanists, and just shoot magic and I do damage over time.
Mm.
But when I get. Each class has their own level system,
mm-hmm.
so after I do that, I can get that up to level 30, and then I can get a conjurer class, which is like a white mage, up to level 15, and then I can combine those two classes into something called a scholar. So the scholar is able to do it's a healer class, mm-hmm. but it's different than the white mage. Instead of bursts of heals, it's a lot of like. Regen type healing, so it's like healing over time, and it's a lot of ailment removal and stuff like that.
Right.
So, and there's just a lot of really interesting combinations that change up the gameplay. I don't like everything about it. Like when I talk about it out loud, it just sounds very cookie cutter. But I can't really explain well why I'm just so into it. Like
maybe you're just really into those mechanics.
Yeah, probably. I just got. It's just really fun. Yeah. I like all the raid systems are fun. People who probably played MMOs won't find this any different, but each raid has a different set of rules and different set of things you have to do. It's not just get to the end and kill the guy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like puzzles in between. There's certain ways to defeat certain enemies. For an example, there's a early level raid where you come across it's pretty much a jelly.
Cool.
Like an elemental jelly almost. And you can't damage him. And what you have to do is that you have to aggro the bombs, those fire bombs, to the enemy. Though they start fighting, the bomb gets agitated and blows up, and it splits the jelly into smaller pieces. And you have to keep doing that until you split it into small enough pieces to where you can kill them, to where you can damage them. And it's like that was a pretty cool mechanic. And each one of these dungeons has something like that. It's really fun to figure out. It's not just battle. It's also doing puzzles. One problem is that since I'm new to it, everybody else is not new to it, so they're just mowing through it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. What was the experience like coming late to it?
Coming late to it, there are a lot of the community is actually very helpful. Whenever I have, like, any questions, like, some random person in the lobby will just be like, yeah, it's just like this, and here you go.
Yeah.
When it comes down to more serious stuff, like raids and all that, people get very antsy or less patient with your noobness.
Mm-hmm.
But I think obviously the best way to experience that kind of game is with other people who are also new to the series.
Mm-hmm.
Or with friends who are willing to let you figure it out for yourself.
Are you playing with anybody?
So I'm playing with a couple friends. I'm playing with TJ, his brother Mikey, and a couple other friends.
Oh, TJ migrated servers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I just started it fresh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So you can start a new character.
Yeah.
And it's not your account that's tied to the server, it's just the character that's tied to the server.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you want to put that server name out there for any
perspective? Oh, yeah, I'm on the North American server on Mateus.
Ah.
If everybody's playing, anybody's playing.
That's what I need to join.
Yeah, Mateus. Okay. My character name is Gwendolyn Giovanna.
Try and search that one out, folks.
So, you can get that. Get on that. Have fun spelling that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know, I just really enjoy it. Maybe it's probably a combination of, like, I really like the mechanics, and it's been long enough since I played an MMO very seriously. I really like it.
Yeah, I want to play it.
You're done building Gundam, so...
Yeah.
You're done building Unicorn, so...
Yeah, I meant to play it, and then...
Unicorn happened?
Well, no, I downloaded it. I finally got past login screen.
Ooh!
Bam!
Like, I had to go to the website and do a lot of... signing up and re-signing up and confirmation emails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Yeah, and then I got the login screen, and then it said, welcome, here is your 5-hour download.
Yep.
I was like, well, what can I do in 5 hours? I bet you I can finish that perfectly in 5 hours.
Nope.
Nope. So when I started doing that, I was like, yeah.
Final Your Fantasy. Concept of time for things. It's like, Anthony, let's finish all the Halos in one night.
I've just, you know, aim high, right?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, it's super fun. Like, I've been playing it at least, like, an hour or two a day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's, I'm not, like, marathoning it, but I'm getting constant progress. It's really fun.
That's what I'm afraid of. If I start, I might get, like, addicted and then just won't stop.
Well, the upside to that is...
No, there is no upside
to you that. You won't be spending money on other games, because you'll just be playing this one.
Do you not know me? I buy games anyway.
And you don't open them.
Exactly, so I'm well beyond that point.
Yeah, so that's it for Final Fantasy, unless you guys have any other questions. I know, Blaven, have you been playing it at all, or...?
No, not really.
Okay.
Do you have a sub?
Do I have a sub? Yeah, I did. I played a couple of days, but then I went to Ottawa, and then when I came back, I just wasn't motivated to play it anymore. Mm. I don't know. I don't know if MMOs are actually for me. To be honest,
they're not for everybody.
I'm gonna go out on a whim here. You're not getting anything back from this. No offense. It's just like you play, you get progress, but like what's. What am I getting?
You can say that about anything.
Yeah, but this one is like a long time though. Like it's a lot of my time just sitting there. Like
yeah, but if you enjoy something.
Yeah. But like I don't know. Just for me, I guess I don't value the progress.
Oh no, that's totally fair.
Yeah. So
I'm just saying you can't say that you're not getting out of it.
I guess we're just not getting any new skills.
Like, I sit and watch TV shows. Am I getting anything out of it? No.
Yeah. True. But I guess like for this, is like I have to pay $15 a month and stuff and.
You pay $7 for your Netflix subscription.
Yeah, but that, okay, it's true. I don't know, I just don't find the value in this. I guess when I played it, it's just like, there's a lot of grinding. Okay. And it's just like, do I really want to do this for the long
time? Yeah, oh, that's the thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's fair.
In comparison to other MMOs I've played, especially Guild Wars, grinding is not as hard.
Yeah, you level up pretty quickly in
this game. You do level up pretty quickly.
Okay, I hate grinding.
They have a very constant, they have a very good reward progression.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'll be going through and like by the time you're like, oh, I wish I could stop doing this, you stop doing it and then you move on to the next thing. They're the next thing you have to work towards and you get a new reward. And yeah, they're very good at doing like bait reward, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping you engaged within the system if you like MMOs, if that's a thing for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then my other thing is I read a graphic novel.
Oh, that's what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I read a graphic novel. It's by Brian Lee O'Malley, the creator of Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh, that's why that sounds familiar. Okay. Yeah.
And this graphic novel is called Seconds. It's a one-off story. It's about a girl who owns a restaurant called Seconds.
Yeah.
And in her life, she wants
to... Oh my god, I think I've seen this.
It's in chapters, like it's all over the
ground. Oh, it's this one.
Yeah.
Man, this one's messed up.
It's pretty cool. So, all over, like...
She's mental, isn't she?
She's not, a lot about her personalities here. She's not... This guy goes, fucking messed up. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. So, it's not super dark or anything. It's more psychological, I guess. Like,
yeah, see?
She wants to open up her own restaurant. So, like, she opened up Seconds when she came out of college, and she'd run it with her friends.
Good for her.
Someone else owns it, and she wants to open up her own thing.
Okay.
And so, in her life, she has, like, a lot of regrets, I guess, like most other people. And upon one night when she's sleeping, because she lives above the restaurant in Seconds.
Sure.
She's sleeping, and she sees a strange girl on her dresser. And she says, kind of in a coded way, is write it down, go to sleep, wake up.
Okay.
And she finds these mushrooms, so she thinks it's these. And so what it allows her to do is she can write down something that she regrets and how she wants it fixed.
Yep.
She eats the mushroom. She wakes up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that problem that she had is gone, and it's solved. And she didn't have... It's like her life fixed itself. And now she's back at the current
interesting.
Point. It gets way deeper and way crazier from there. But the whole thing is would you take... If you had a second chance, or if you had a way to fix things you regret, would you take it or live on with your life?
Okay.
And would you do it no matter the cost?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very interesting book. It's a fun read.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a lot of places I didn't think it would.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's recommended. I think in Canada it's $25 for the hardcover in store. It's probably cheaper on Amazon. I haven't checked. But yeah, it's
a record. Did they actually put their free shipping price up to $30 now?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't ordered from Amazon in a while.
I don't know. I have Amazon
Prime. Prime? No way.
Nope. I have Amazon Student.
What does that give you?
It's Lucky. Prime.
But as long as he's in school, he gets it free, I guess? Yeah.
Any school? Just to find out how you play.
Any school.
That's really cool.
And if I refer anybody, I get $5.
Cool.
Ba-bam.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked Seconds. I kind of couldn't put it down, but there were parts where I was like, I have to go to sleep. It's like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see this all the time at the library, and I always like think about picking it up, but then I'm like, meh. Mm-hmm. Then I put it back on the shelf. It's I read the last little bit of it, and it just looks like she's going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you if you just looked at, if you went straight to the end of the book, you'll have no clue how they got there. Like, wow. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, it's cool.
I don't buy books, so...
You can borrow it.
No. Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it.
Okay.
I won't read it.
I can... Well, you read Sailor... You started Sailor V?
Yeah, and then I didn't finish it.
I thought you finished it.
No.
Aww.
Boo.
I was about to buy all of Fullmetal Alchemist.
And then
I'm like, no, I shouldn't do this. This is like $200, yeah. $200 right off my pocket.
Yeah, I wish that box set was still out.
It is. That's what I was gonna buy.
Oh, is it? I thought that was out of print.
Yep. So I went downtown to a comic store, and then the guy was putting away stuff, and he was lugging this huge thing around. I'm like, whoa, what's that? And then it was the box set. I'm like, what? I thought this was gone. And he's like, no, we can order it whenever. I'm like, and I'm like, what? Like, how much is that? Like $210? I'm like, ugh. There's 27 volumes in there, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, ugh.
That's like 6 volumes for free?
Oh, God. Here we go. So then I'm like, no, don't worry about it. If you can order whenever, then I'll pick a time that's not... I'm not hella poor
to Next buy time it. We go to the casino and you win $210.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time.
Cool. We don't condone gambling on Three Nerds in a Basement.
Especially not the type when you ask other people for advice and they give you your money.
We condone gambling.
Okay. Know. Sure. Yeah, I guess we're not a company. We don't care. Do whatever you want.
No. It's like one of those ads, right? As long as it's safe and you're responsible, your limit.
Know your limit.
Play within it.
The limit's no Man, limit. That guy should get a raise.
There is no limit.
Yeah.
You gotta push it to the limit.
Limit break?
You gotta break the limit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can do limit breaks in Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. In raids, you can build up a meter, and each class has a different limit break.
Oh. Yeah. Was one of them a slot machine?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's I hate slot machines.
No. But yeah, that's my week. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of stuff.
All right.
Oh, and I wrote that thing about that spoilerific look at Shadow of Mordor on the website.
Cool.
So you should
read it. And it got a bunch of comments.
You got one comment.
You got comments?
Two comments. I wrote the first comment.
Shh. Wait, you...
Because I had
first to comment on
these three comments.
Because I had to explain something.
It was three comments.
Couldn't
was...
just re-edit the.
I didn't think I did it. I thought of that
it was
after
Anthony?
I commented
Way
on it.
Way to be professional. Way to be professional.
It was Anthony, then a viewer, and then Anthony.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I lolled because like 80% of the comments are Anthony.
It's heavy. It's heavy spoilers. So don't read it if you haven't finished it or plan on playing it.
Yeah. I won't read it.
Okay.
Because I'm not done Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
That's my excuse.
Yeah, that's your excuse. Not that it's reading. But yeah, alright. That's it.
You know what, Anthony? If you had an audiobook format...
I'm trying to think of ways to do...
I would
like,
totally listen to your article.
I was thinking of doing that. Like, I just,
you're going to record it yourself?
It's a lot of work.
You're going to record it yourself?
Well, because
you're going to hand out Daniel credit.
It'd be like a vlog type thing. Point a camera at my face. And use the microphone.
Oh, ooh. Man.
Do and that. Then post it do on the it. Three Nerds in a Basement site.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, man.
Get hyped.
I just have nowhere to film, and all my lighting sucks.
Have you not seen the rest of YouTube?
Yeah, but that I don't want it to look like that. I want it to look like mildly good.
What do you want it to look like?
It doesn't need professional. It just needs to be better than shit.
Just find a blank wall and stand in front of it.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I guess. It's all full of...
Yeah, it's all full of manga and video games. I don't have
a blank
wall.
I thought
you were
bringing back to those Halle Berry posters.
Yeah, it's all full of Holly...
Aoki.
Yeah, it's all full of my Devin Aoki x Halle Berry fanfic.
Hmm.
It's not, though.
All right.
It is,
though. But it is, though.
Blavin, your week, how was it?
So, I had an interesting conversation with somebody at Best Buy. They were buying Firefly.
Cool.
And I was just like, oh, hey, my friend loves Firefly. Mm. She's like, yeah, how could they not? Firefly's awesome. Like, I have this,
great.
I
love Were you Saren. Talking events?
Like... No. And they're like, man, I can't wait to watch this when I get home. I'm getting a new like home theater system, and I'm gonna watch Firefly. I'm like, wow, you're into it. She's like, have you seen Castle? I'm like, no. She's like, man, have you? There's one scene in Castle where he dresses up like Captain Reynolds.
Yeah.
And then his daughter's thing asks him like who he is, and he's like a space cowboy, obviously. Yeah.
This is just Vince. Yeah.
Yeah. No, apparently this is just Vince. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So apparently lots. She's like, oh, I love the episode Jane Day, and I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure my friend wants to buy the Jane hat.
Yeah. Janestown. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was just funny. Yeah.
Firefly's the best.
Firefly's the best. So my week has been filled with debt.
Good,
because yay. I bought a new laptop.
Nice.
I bought a Windows laptop, actually.
Interesting.
With a, what is it, Intel 7 or something?
i7?
i7, yeah.
Nice.
So,
yo, you got the gaming high-end processor. Good for you.
Is that actually what it is? Because I feel like it loads way faster than I've ever had anything
load. It's good. It's the highest-end Intel processor.
Yeah, it loads significantly faster than I've ever... It's kind of weird.
Do you have a solid state drive?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
So I got a good deal from a couple of friends of mine. Basically, it was awesome because they helped set it up for me and installed like Magic Online and League of Legends. But what they also did was that they changed the background to Nicolas Cage. Hmm. And every time that I would search on Google Chrome, all the image searches would turn into Nicolas Cage, and I didn't know how to turn it off for the longest time.
That's pretty good.
Like, every time I would search,
they
like,
caged your computer. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, and then and I looked at it, it was just an extension, and it was the worst. So I got this new computer because my computer could not run Magic Online or League of Legends well.
Mm.
I was capping down at, like, 5 frames a second for League of Legends, so it was actually really, really bad. So... When playing League of Legends on this laptop, I didn't know that this game played like this.
That it was so smooth?
Yeah! I didn't know that you could actually do things. I can actually coordinate now, and I don't have to, like, click in advance. It's so awesome. So I'm playing now with my brother, and I don't think I've ever played better because now I can actually do things.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it went from me, like, not being able to move during a team fight to like, oh my god, I can see everything. And like,
so you're getting back into League now?
Yeah, I am getting back into League now that I actually can play it.
Have you played any of the new characters?
Yes, I'm playing Braum exclusively for support because my brother's playing AD carry, so we're duo bottom, and we talk to each other while we're in front of each other. So yeah, usually it's him telling me what to do because I'm so out of it. So apparently there's been a ton of changes, like especially the jungle camps and everything like that.
Sounds all good. The map got overhauled.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was just...
I haven't played it since the season ended.
Yeah, so, like, there's tons of stuff that's going on that I think... I'm still bad at it, but, you know, I'm hitting my skill shots, so... And people are still as bad as they remember them being.
Mm.
People are just so mean all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're good or not. If you have coordination, you can probably make it to gold.
Yeah, like, me and my
brother together. Yeah, if you can just duo together, like, well, and, like, actually have... And stop your teammates from fighting.
Oh,
like,
no.
Verbally fighting with each other.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Because everyone, like, this guy can go, like, 8-1, and then he dies once, and everybody just goes crazy. It's like, yo, you're stuck so away. It's like, what? What? It's like, he just...
Yo, you gave him that bounty gold.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Like, the BM in here is just so bad. And it's always the best at the end, because, like, then you see the opposing team after. They're all like, man, my, you know, somebody on my team is noob. And you know that they were fighting, too, the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just crazy. And then I've been playing Magic Online, and this is what I meant, but it's good and bad. So what's bad is that I keep spending money to play, and I should really stop because I haven't been looking at my credit card. And then when I finally did, I was like, oh man, those $10 buying packs for $10 really adds up after a while. Like, oh my God.
$10.
Yeah. Because what I do is I play Swiss rounds, which is 3 rounds each.
Okay.
And you get to play all 3 of them. And if you win each round, for every round you win, you get a pack back.
Mm.
So if I win all 3 rounds, I get 3 packs. Then to join a next event, I need 3 packs and 2 events tickets. And one event ticket is worth roughly around $1.
Mm.
So theoretically, what could happen is you could open your packs during the draft, pick money cards,
mm-hmm.
play the draft, win 3 packs, and sell the cards that you got from the draft itself, which will total up to more than two tickets, so like at least maybe like 10 tickets or something. Mm-hmm. So you can just free roll. You can pay two tickets that, you know, you got from your winnings, and then, or from your trade-ins, from your cards that you drafted, the three packs from winning, play again, open up good stuff again, sell, win, play. Mm-hmm. And that's how, like, going infinite, right? I am not doing that.
No.
I am sadly not doing that in any respect. I cannot break the 3-0 barrier. I'm a 2-1 all the time. So I have to pay four tickets because I have to buy two. I win two packs, then I have to pay for two more tickets. I'm paying $5 a draft, which isn't bad. But man, when I run bad, it hurts. It hurts so bad.
But it does.
Yeah. But I've played so much this past week, and I've realized now that I can play like every day. And I play more than, like, before I used to play only like, what, once or twice a week? Mm-hmm. Now I've played like four times in the past. I'm playing right now. I don't even, you know, like,
I've played so much and I haven't left the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Wow. The rounds are timed very strictly, and everything starts on time and very quickly, and it's just, it like a draft can take you only like an hour and a half if everybody plays well enough, and it's crazy.
Whoa.
But, you know, there's less human interaction, obviously.
I guess people who are playing Magic online already are like, I know what a draft is, and they just mow through it.
No, they can't. The thing forces you to.
Oh,
they
okay.
Each have so every round is 50 minutes, but what they do is that there's a chess clock, so you have 25, they have 25. Mm-hmm. Whenever it's your priority to do something, your clock ticks down.
Okay.
So you have to hit okay to, like, you know, pass the priority over to the next person. Sometimes people are duo queuing, like playing two games that matches at once, and they're just running their clock because it's supposed to be split evenly between both of you, right? Mm-hmm. But like in other games, like in real life, like some people take forever.
Yeah.
Like, I could be playing like very quickly, but there's no repercussion for them, right? They can just get a draw. But here, there's no such thing. Like, if you time out, you're out. Like, you lose that match.
Would you like to see that kind of a rule implemented in, like, store Magic?
Oh, man, I don't know how you could do that in store Magic. It's hard No, you can't, because priority happens every time you do anything.
Oh, okay.
So it's very difficult for it to... It has to be done automatically.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's been really, really fun. The interface is still... I'm still getting used to. And there are some bugs, like... Cards not working properly. So, like, it's given me some wins because some opponents activated something and nothing happened. And then I just crushed them after, and it's just like, oh, they're like, hey, so was that supposed to happen? I'm like, yeah, I think so. And it's like, oh. But yeah, it's a very finicky system. People have been having problems with it, saying like it crashes and stuff like that, but I haven't had anything that, I don't know if it's a product of my computer being good, but I don't know what's up. So I haven't had any problems with it yet, so we'll see what's up. So I'm doing that for now, and that's all I've been doing constantly. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy.
Cool.
It's crazy.
Any other big plans for your computer, or just...
No, these are the only two things that I'm going to use it for, I think. Ooh. So I'm just going to keep it to this.
You weren't going to stream with this one?
No, I can't. It's not that powerful. It's enough to run what I want it to run, but to stream, I don't think so. But if I want to stream, I'll pitch in for an actual desktop or whatever.
Oh, I see.
And then that way, Anthony can be, you know, the face of TNAAV.
Word!
Sure. On the streaming computer.
Of course. Your face on all the thumbnails.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Ew, no.
Yeah.
You just said it was going
to
be great.
No, I didn't process that whole sentence before I responded to it.
Your emoticon, all our subscriber emoticons will be Anthony's faces.
You know what? I should do that. So that when you download the podcast, it'll just be Anthony's face.
Yeah. No, I made new icons for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the Anthony
face. Or I edited old icons for a reason.
I second the Anthony face.
Yeah, it's
no,
two
but
to
it's
one
the
here.
Three of us. And you're the host. I'm not even the host.
Can you have, like, all of our links at the top, like, all of them just Anthony's face next to you.
Oh,
like,
we could do
like,
that.
Anthony's face home, Anthony's face blog.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
It's just like a two-frame gif of my mouth going, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. And I want it to be like...
We can make that happen.
I want our cover photo to be like the three stages of Anthony. You get like one Anthony in like 1 year, another year, another year.
Is this the different stages of my beard?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Clean shaven, scruff beard.
Yeah.
Might work.
I feel like we'll get more female viewers.
No! You get less viewers all around.
Don't know until we try.
Yeah, don't know until we try, actually.
I don't think we have to try. I don't think we have to.
I experimentation is great.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
No.
We need to be adventurous.
No. There's some adventures you just don't have to go on.
No.
No.
You do have to go on them.
Yeah.
You know what Jordan said, right? No, or is it Gretzky?
I don't know. You miss 100% of Anthony's you don't take.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Unless you had anything else you want to add on.
No, that's it.
That's it. Okay. Well, there we go. That's another thrilling episode of Three Nerds in the Basement.
Yeah. Changes are coming. And by changes, we mean Anthony's coming.
That's gross.
The face of Anthony shall soon haunt your listening device.
That's gross.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's gross.
Yeah. Get excited.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to find us on the internet, you can always write in at tnib.letters@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Write in about anything. You don't have to write in at all, actually. Just whatever.
You can think about writing in.
You know what? If you think about writing in and then don't, I'll be proud.
Oh, man, I should totally... Nah.
And then if you write in to tell me that you thought about writing in, I'll be extra proud.
That'd be weird.
Otherwise, google.com is your friend. Search for us, Spar, in the 300s in the basement.
Until we get sponsored by Bing, then Bing will be your friend.
Bing? Is Yahoo search still a thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
I told you, there are people who still use Yahoo Mail when I worked at Feature Shop.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who use Yahoo Mail. It's still prevalent.
That's weird.
I think Yahoo Mail is still more popular than Gmail.
That's weird.
Not really.
It's weird. It's weird to me.
I don't know. How long are you on Hotmail for?
I still have Hotmail.
Well, there you go. It shouldn't be weird. It shouldn't be weird at all.
I gotta start migrating all my accounts.
Uh-huh. Okay, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, and if there was a little static sound in between the show, it's because the episode cut out for about a second.
What?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
What did that happen?